Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. 6 p.m. Eastern, and that means it's 5 p.m. Central, and we have the latest information on Tropical Storm Barry. We do have a satellite image here, really trying to portray just all the energy. If you really look at this large area with all these colors, those are the clouds, and those are actually taking the temperature of the clouds. So when you get in the center area, see some of these, you know, the black colors and some of the white colors in there, that really is pointing to these cold cloud tops, really high clouds, a lot of convection, a lot of thunderstorms. So really, if you look at it, it may not look like your typical tropical system, but the reality is we have some strengthening during the afternoon, and this entire area of moisture is expected to move northward into Louisiana, with some rainfall even getting into Mississippi. And that's what the whole scenario is, and that's what we're waiting on over the next couple days. Let's look at the latest forecast that we do have from 4 p.m. I mean, look at the swath. I mean, this yellow area here is really looking at where the tropical storm force winds, and notice well outside the cone. And it's something that we remind everybody every single time. The rain, the winds are always going to be well outside this cone. The cone is just where we think the center is going to be two-thirds of the time. And you really look at these forecast points, look how close they are. And that is a result of a slow-moving storm. Slow-moving storms, large storms, are our nemesis, because that's more time to put down more rain, more time to push that storm surge in. And that's why it's a dangerous situation. So the sustained winds right now, 65 miles an hour. And even with time, you start looking at this movement, and it's still a depression. I mean, this is Missouri. I mean, we're looking at Monday into Tuesday. So slow-moving system in the entire time. This isn't just a coastal problem, but anywhere in this area over the weekend into early next week could see some heavy rainfall. Speaking of that heavy rainfall, look at the forecast that we do have right around the center and just along the landfall point, and also to the right-hand side, you see these areas of a lot of rainfall. That area right here, that's 15 to 20 inches of rain. And even outside of that, you see 10 to 15. So all these areas could see some major issues associated with that flash flooding. And we don't even know where some of those rain bands will set up, because it takes a little time for that to happen. So really outside the center, even if you're 50 miles away, even 100 miles away or more, you can see some of these rain bands set up and give you a lot of rain. That's so typical of a storm moving due to the north and these rain bands set up. So just be prepared. You don't have to have just the impacts right around the center. It could be pretty far away. Storm surge is another one of those big impacts, and we've already seen through the day some of the water levels rising. Look at the National Ocean Service gauges, and it came up today. Just these winds push the water right through Lake Bourne, right through the Wrigley's into Lake Pontchartrain. So we do have storm surge warnings out for portions of Lake Pontchartrain, mainly along the north shore, back to the west end of the lake. But the Mississippi coast, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge around Gulfport, Harrison County, and Hancock County over there, and then through St. Bernard, Plaquemines, Lafourche, and Terrebonne parishes. Look at this, 3 to 6 foot of storm surge, and that might not occur just at the beginning. Even as we move northward, the winds shift around, some of the storm surge could happen 12 hours, 18 hours after landfall. So this has been Ken Graham here at the Hurricane Center with the latest update on Tropical Storm Barry.